Julia. It all had the unnerving semblance of improvisation. Harry told her the details of Rescuamantes' diversion, a dozen decoy remotes emitting the energy profiles of construct war droids as they boarded the station via several spread-out airlocks, just a few moments before the dataform device began repatterning her for the transfer. At that moment, Julia's body was lying on a couch in one of the Great Hub's subspace signal towers, her vacant mind's neural pathways under the control of a task-dedicated AI. What the subservices had called a cognition, residing in an implant embedded in her body's brain. Once Julia's fractalized sentience was repatterned, she would be streamed into the implant, overwriting the cognition AI and taking control. She had crossed vast interplanetary distance via the Tiernet, had entirely unexpected encounters, seen incredible sights and spectacles, and vied with deadly adversaries, just so she could complete the circle. Well, it wasn't entirely complete. There was too much neural damage to her cortex to risk an organic transferal. Overwriting the implant was safer. She waited beneath the overarching, fabulously intricate dataform, a glowing software assembly whose bright, stabbing needles were pre-scanning the structure of her fractalized sentience, preparatory to the full compressive transload operation. Harry gave her a sardonic wave as the last milliseconds trickled away, and she was sure that she saw a familiar look of mischief pass over his features. Then, everything smeared and slid sideways, distorting along a rainbow spiral that coiled and coiled into whiteness. Then time sprang back into motion. There was the sense of being somewhere else, but vision was a dark blur and she could hear nothing. It had to be the VR headset, which all the captive enhanced were wearing. The subservicer AIs had explained that the implant had a hard-built interfacing system which would match her own motion and perception impulses. Right now, she needed to see. So she thought of herself tilting her head to one side, turning it, brushing her temple against her shoulder, even jerking her head sharply sideways. Success! The VR visor tilted sideways, giving her a partial view of the low, round corridor, some of the consoles, and the couch in front. As if this were a signal, a circular emblem began to blink in the lower right of her field of vision and sound came through. She found that if she stared at the emblem for more than 3 seconds, an opaque menu of options appeared. As she experimented, she listened in to the commotion going on along the corridor. She could hear Corazon Talavera shrieking at some unfortunate underlings, ordering them to hunt down and obliterate the intruders, which had to be Rescuamantes' decoys. "Anything that upsets that praised bitch has to be a good thing," she thought. Mastering the implant's op system was straightforward, and she quickly came up with a list of the high-level connections that were open to her, or rather to the AI she had supplanted.